Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every day right here at 3:45, what's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
Boys, we did it. First day of school. We are back. No driving to 7 different places, 4 camps, 3 play dates, and oh, I thought we were going to the pool later. Well, let me get my stuff. Did you put my water in your bag? Go to school, stay there for so many hours, and come home at a similar time most days. We got crazy activities like everybody else does. You know, everybody's kids are overscheduled. I understand. We got all the sports. They're starting in a few weeks. That's school. You need that school. You walk to the school. Bye, Freddy. Well, oh, yeah, I'll miss you too, buddy. Have a great day. Get in the school building and stay there. I'll see you in June. Go. Get your ass in there.
See you
in June.
Love
you, pal. Love you, buddy. You're my guy, but get in that building, and you stay in that building. Yes. We are back. We did it.
So August 19th is way too early to be at school. I think we can all agree. What an outrage that is.
Mm-mm.
School should start on the Tuesday after Labor Day. That's how that should go. Labor Day weekend happens.
Yep.
Labor Day is a Monday, first Monday in September. Tuesday, first day of school. And then Sunday after that, first day of the NFL season. That's how Dad did it. That's how I'm going to do it. Right? There's just no reason to be in school on August 19th. Now, mind you, my niece and nephew in King George County in Virginia, they went back last week.
Oh, man.
Last week.
That's too early.
It's like August 12th or something stupid like that. My daughter's first day of school is Wednesday, which is also stupid.
That's weird.
It's all dumb.
Let's just do it.
Does it happen in August? Then it's too early. Here's how the summer should work. July and August, unequivocally summer. September, school time. So I can't stand the going back early, but I will say that I'm very happy for you. Because I know for you, this is really just about your kids not being at your house.
That's correct. I've been sort of simmering this hot take on the stove for years.
Year-round school?
I don't know that I'm fully ready to drop it on you, but I think I'm prepared. They need to be in school the whole time.
Oh, you want 12 months.
Yeah. And
Do you ever want to see them? Like, should they come home at night or just stay there overnight?
They need to be in school.
Have you thought about like a boarding situation where you just send them away for months on end?
First of all, we've talked about it. Once one of them's old enough, we'll see. But the point of the dude's story is, here's what I would do. This would be my system, old Randy Duye system. Your summer isn't like your regular school. The regular school, they're determined to do things that don't really help you later on, right? Like, I haven't been using that much geometry. In my current role, I haven't done as much geology as I thought maybe I would upon graduating. I haven't had to like write critical essays about Shakespeare in some time. Weird, I know, but I had to do all that stuff to graduate just like everyone else did. Here's what we're doing in my summer classes. Mortgages. Balance your checkbook. Mm. Finances. How do I refinance a home? Do I want an ARM loan? We're doing a real, actual, this is what's going to happen in your life. Education.
Your second grader probably doesn't need that just yet, but there's probably a grade in high school.
There's something that the second grader could do. For example, my first grader can't tie his shoes. It won't listen to me.
That seems like a Danny issue.
It is. But
you can get that done.
I can't solve it because it's a tantrum every time. They'd want to hear from me because I got to save my bullets.
You just want the teachers to handle
it. Please. Well, I want a different adult. That's what helps. That's why you play youth sports. Well, that's why you do all these different things. You send them off to school. Like, the thing that's going to work, and as your kids start to get more and more in school age, that you're going to learn. When it's a, no, I don't want it. I'll tell your teacher. And they straighten right up.
Mm.
That's the best bullet. That's Thor's hammer. That's Mjolnir right there.
That's interesting.
Right? That's what you do. You invoke the teacher's name, Miss or Mr., whomever. You say the name. I'll let them know that this happened. And okay. That's the only thing that works. Because they don't respect you.
Mrs. McCrum.
There you go.
Okay.
Is that your teacher? Was that one of yours?
Just a lady from back in the day.
Oh, I got you.
Mrs. McCrum. Mr. Fernie, my second grade teacher. Okay. I kind of see where you're going. I want you to know I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
Yeah, no one can take my joy today.
I just do want school to start later.
I get that.
That's just always going to be how I feel. The other thing is, don't get too excited because there's a lot of days off coming up.
That's the thing.
I was talking to my buddy this weekend. We had a fun little gathering on a rooftop over at the wharf. It's basically like 4 day a week school for the majority of the first couple of months for kids,
mm-hmm.
with all the little holidays and days.
There's the early dismissal days. Oh,
it is unrecognizably not really like. I'm wading into waters now that I probably shouldn't, because this isn't political. I don't know which side I'm offending or bothering, but just know whatever you think I agree with, whatever your opinion is also mine.
Whatever I'm supposed to be opposed to, I am.
I am totally opposed to the same thing you guys are.
I like what you like, and I find it outrageous or acceptable.
What is the priority? Like, what do we care about? How much is education and just having kids in classrooms still the thing that matters the most? Because damn if there ain't a lot of days off on that calendar. You look at it and you're like, all right, so this Thursday they're out, next Friday they're out, then Tuesday they're out, then the Wednesday after that they're... I mean, there's just... Where was that for me?
Well, that's why...
When school started, yeah. It was Monday through Friday every week. You could put it in Sharpie. We are not leaving the classroom until June. You got a Christmas break. You got a spring break.
Spring break.
You got those two. Other than that, what day is it? Is it a Monday through Friday? You're going to be in school. Now it's like work day this and this thing that and... I'm serious. There's like 9 days off in the first four weeks of school.
And that's why they start so early. That's the comeback. That's the answer.
Okay.
And so now I wouldn't do that.
Idea.
Yeah.
Start later and be in the classroom learning. Do the thing where you're learning from Monday to Friday.
I'm in.
Didn't that work in the past? Isn't that how we used to do it? It seemed like it was an effective way of doing it.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know here. And again, I want to just make sure that the listeners understand. The thing that I should agree with, I do.
Yeah, I'd like to clarify that as well.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
on my own behalf.
Yeah, because like, I feel like people don't understand your point.
Yeah, I think people are a little bit upset, and yeah. So am I, with what I just... also am bothered by the same part that you are.
The thing that I'm that you're opposed to, so am I.
Exactly right.
Oh, I can't believe it!
And the thing that you think that's a little bit of a hot take, me too!
I think it too.
Weirdly.
Dude, I see what you're talking about.
Beltway Blitz is next on Grant and Danny, the Nats, the NFL, the Commanders on the Fan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.